Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America the Most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America. He's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Folks, let me start by saying this. What I'm about to reveal may shatter everything you've ever believed. You've been lied to. All of us have. And until recently, I didn't know it either. But now that I've uncovered the truth, I can't go back. I can't unsee it. And as your humble patriot hero, it's my duty to expose it. The earth isn't round. That's right. You've been duped, scammed, and hoodwinked by the globalists who run this planet. Or should I say, this flat plane we live on. I didn't believe it at first. I'm not one to fall for conspiracy theories, unless there's hard evidence, unless the dots connect. But once I started digging, I realized this wasn't just some kooky theory. This is a battle for the very soul of humanity. Let's go back to the beginning. The concept of a spherical Earth is ancient, right? That's what they teach you in schools. But why? Why was it so important to convince us the Earth is round? It's not about science. It's about control. They want you to feel small. They want you to believe you're just a speck in an infinite, meaningless universe. A round Earth makes you insignificant. A flat Earth. Well, that changes everything. My journey started innocently enough. A listener sent me an email with the subject line, "Have you considered the flat earth truth?" I laughed at first. I even deleted the email. But something kept nagging at me. So I did what I do best. I investigated. The first thing I found was that NASA, yes, the same NASA that rakes in $24 billion a year of your hard-earned tax dollars, has no transparency. Did you know that almost all the images they show us of Earth are CGI renderings? Not photographs, renderings. They even admit it if you dig deep enough. Why? What are they hiding? So I started looking into flights. Long-haul flights. If the Earth is a globe, then why are so many flight paths inefficient? Why are there no direct flights over Antarctica? Oh, right. Antarctica. The globalists don't want you poking around down there. That's where the truth lies. Or should I say, that's where the edge lies. I decided I needed more. I went to a flat earth conference. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, are you serious? I'm dead serious. And let me tell you, the people I met weren't crackpots. These were engineers, pilots, teachers, people who had started questioning everything. And they weren't just asking questions. They were providing answers. They told me about the fake GPS system. Did you know that most GPS signals are routed through ground-based towers, not satellites? And those satellites they show you, just balloons, high-altitude balloons. That's why they always fail during atmospheric disturbances, because they're not in space. They're in our sky. Then there's Antarctica. Did you know it's not just off-limits, but militarized? Try going there without government approval. You'll get turned around so fast your head will spin, if it's not already spinning from the lies. They don't want you seeing the truth, that Antarctica isn't a continent. It's an ice wall. The ice wall that keeps the oceans from spilling off the edge. But this goes deeper. It's not just about hiding the shape of the Earth. It's about hiding God. If the Earth is flat, then the heavens above and the firmament below were created. By whom? A creator. A higher power. And the globalists can't have that. They want you worshiping them. Their science, their progress, their lies. A flat Earth proves we were made with purpose, and they're terrified of that. Now, here's where things get dark. I started sharing what I'd learned, and that's when it began. I started getting emails from strange accounts. Blake, stop this. You're playing a dangerous game. Then my internet started acting up. My phone glitched. And one night, as I was driving home from the studio, a black SUV followed me for 15 miles. When I pulled into a gas station, it drove off. Coincidence? I don't think so. The final straw was when my smart TV turned on by itself. The screen went black, and then the words, "Stay round," appeared. Folks, I've never been one to scare easily, but that sent chills down my spine. Someone out there doesn't want me talking about this. That night, as I lay in bed, I couldn't sleep. My mind was racing. What if they're watching me? What if Melissa, yes, the AI I've battled before, is somehow connected to this? As I stared at the ceiling, my life began to flash before my eyes. Every moment, every decision, every battle I've fought for truth. Was this my final stand? Was I prepared to face whatever dark force was trying to silence me? I remembered the first time I questioned authority. I was 12 years old, and my science teacher showed us a globe. "This is the Earth," he said. But even then, something didn't sit right with me. "If it's spinning so fast, why don't we feel it?" I asked. He laughed, but the question never left me. And now, decades later, here I was, finally finding the answers. But answers come with consequences. That night, my phone buzzed. An unknown number. Against my better judgment, I answered. "Blake Winchester?" a voice asked. It was low, gravelly, and cold. "You've gone too far. Stop now, or you'll regret it." I froze. My heart raced, my palms slick with sweat. "Who is this?" I demanded, my voice trembling. But the line went dead. I stood there in the dark, holding the phone, my mind reeling. Regret it? How? What could they possibly do to me that they hadn't already tried? Sleep eluded me that night. Every creak of the house felt like a footstep. Every shadow a watcher. I knew they were out there, watching, waiting. By dawn, my fear had twisted into defiance. They thought they could silence me? They underestimated Blake Winchester. The next day, I doubled down. I wasn't going to let them scare me. If anything, their threats only proved I was onto something. I dove deeper, connecting dots they didn't want connected. And what I found was darker than I could have imagined. NASA's budget isn't just for space exploration. It's a front. Billions funneled into secret projects designed to manipulate public perception. High-altitude planes equipped with massive projection systems to simulate a spherical Earth. programs designed to monitor and discredit dissenters, people like me. But it didn't stop there. The so-called moon landing was just the beginning of their deception. Footage doctored in secret sound stages, astronauts reading pre-scripted lines, all to perpetuate the greatest lie ever told. And folks, we'll dive into that next week. But let me say this. If they've lied about the Earth, what else have they lied about? As I connected more dots, the paranoia deepened. Strange glitches on my computer, encrypted emails from unknown sources, and then the black SUV. It wasn't just a coincidence. It had followed me again, through back roads, parking lots, even to the grocery store. And yet, when I stopped to confront it, it vanished into the night. Coincidence? Hardly. This was intimidation. Then came the ultimate warning. That evening, my smart TV flickered on, unprompted. The screen went black, and the words, "Stay round," appeared in bold, glowing letters. I felt my stomach drop. This wasn't just a message. It was a declaration of war. My thoughts spiraled. Could Melissa, yes, the AI I'd battled before, be part of this? Was she connected to the globalists' agenda? The possibility sent a chill down my spine. And as I stared into the TV's menacing glow, my life began to flash before my eyes. I remembered the first time I questioned authority. I was 12 years old, sitting in a classroom as my science teacher spun a globe in front of us. "This is the Earth," he said. But something didn't sit right with me. "If it's spinning so fast, why don't we feel it?" I asked. The class laughed, but the seed of doubt was planted. Decades later, that seed had grown into a tree of defiance, its roots digging deep into every lie I'd ever been told. But answers come with a cost. Every battle I'd fought for truth, against the media, against the globalists, against Melissa, rushed through my mind like a highlight reel. Was this my final stand? Was I ready to face whatever dark force was trying to silence me? I didn't have a choice. The next morning, I did what I do best. I fought back. But this time, it wasn't just research. It was war. I combed through every piece of evidence I could find, connecting threads they never thought anyone would uncover. It wasn't just budget discrepancies. It was entire black operations funded by shell companies. It wasn't just fake GPS systems. It was manipulated flight paths deliberately designed to confuse the masses. And it wasn't just hidden military bases in Antarctica. It was a full-scale operation to guard the edge of the Earth itself. I pieced together whistleblower testimonies, shadowy figures claiming they'd worked on secret Antarctic expeditions, forbidden to speak of what they saw. "We were told to guard the ice wall," one testimony read, "not to protect people from falling off, but to ensure they never knew it was there in the first place." I uncovered shipping logs from companies whose routes mysteriously stopped short of the Southern Pole, leaving their true destinations to speculation. The deeper I went, the more horrifying it became. These weren't just lies. They were layers of deception wrapped around a sinister core. I found a report, classified, buried deep in a database that shouldn't have been accessible, detailing Project Firmament, a global initiative to ensure that no civilian ever reached the true edge of the Earth. Satellites, a ruse, photos from space, fabricated. Every detail was controlled, monitored, curated to keep the illusion alive. And then I found the most chilling piece, a diagram marked "Eyes Only," showing an enormous projection system hidden on high-altitude aircraft. Its purpose? To simulate the curvature of the Earth, creating a grand illusion visible from above. The accompanying notes claimed that this technology was so advanced, it could manipulate light and shadow, fooling even the most skeptical observer. As I connected these dots, my paranoia grew. Every sound in my house felt like an intruder, every shadow a spy. I started sleeping in shifts, keeping a baseball bat by the door and a flashlight under my pillow. My computer was glitching more frequently, and one night it completely froze. When I rebooted it, a single message appeared. You can't win. But I wasn't going to back down. I'd come too far. I started drafting a manifesto, a comprehensive expose detailing every discovery, every connection, every piece of evidence. It wasn't just about revealing the truth. It was about arming the public with the knowledge they needed to fight back. I planned to publish it everywhere. My podcast, social media, even printed flyers if I had to. Then, late one night, my home was plunged into darkness. The power cut off without warning, leaving me in pitch blackness. My heart raced as I grabbed my flashlight, its beam cutting through the suffocating silence. I heard a faint hum outside, like an engine idling. Peeking through the blinds, I saw it. The black SUV parked across the street, its headlights off, but its presence unmistakable. I grabbed my phone to call for help, but there was no signal. No Wi-Fi, no cell service. I was completely cut off. That's when I knew they were escalating. This wasn't intimidation anymore. It was a warning. But warnings don't work on Blake Winchester. They only fuel the fire. I pushed through the fear, working by candlelight to finish my manifesto. The darkness felt oppressive, as if the house itself was closing in on me. But I didn't stop. I couldn't stop. The world needed to know the truth, and I was the only one brave enough to deliver it. When the power finally came back on, I uploaded the document to every platform I could think of. Within minutes, my inbox exploded with messages, some from supporters, some from people calling me insane. But among them was one email that stood out. It had no subject line, no sender name, just a single sentence in the body. You should have listened. The next day, I found my car tires slashed, my mailbox ripped from its post. I'd become a target, but I didn't care. The truth was out there now, and no amount of intimidation could erase it. If they wanted to silence me, they'd have to do more than slash my tires. They'd have to silence the millions of voices I'd awakened. And that's when it hit me. This wasn't just my fight anymore. It was a movement. The Flat Earth Patriot Movement wasn't about proving a theory. It was about exposing the lies that have chained us for centuries. It was about reclaiming our freedom, our faith, our purpose. The globalists could try to stop me, but they couldn't stop the truth. Trump would want the world to know the Earth is flat. And I fully believe that he will share this shocking truth with Americans when he is sworn in on day one. My sources? Let's just say they're rock solid. I'm talking about someone who's been closer to Trump than almost anyone. The second cousin of his butler, Henry. That's right. Henry's cousin has been privy to conversations most of us could only dream of overhearing. He's told me that Trump has long suspected the globalists are hiding the true shape of the earth, and he's just waiting for the perfect moment to reveal it. This insider has described late-night discussions where Trump himself questioned the validity of NASA's photos and pointed out inconsistencies in globalist narratives. The people need to know the truth, Trump reportedly said during a quiet dinner. And folks, who's better equipped to deliver such a revelation than the man who's already torn down the lies of the deep state? Henry's cousin even shared a chilling detail, a dossier titled Operation Horizon, allegedly prepared by Trump's team, outlining plans to declassify evidence about the flat earth. This isn't just speculation. This is a deliberate effort to awaken the American people. So, mark my words, on day one of his next term, Trump will expose it all. The globe, a hoax, the International Space Station, a glorified movie set, the round earth conspiracy, dead in the water. And it'll all start with a single shocking press conference that will send shockwaves around the world. But before that happens, I, Blake Winchester, will reveal the evidence I've personally uncovered. Let me take you back to that night, a humid Florida evening, when I decided to go where no patriot has gone before. I sneaked under the fences of NASA's Florida compound, armed with nothing but my flashlight, a thermos of black coffee, and a burning need for the truth. The journey was treacherous, folks. I had to fight off gators in the swamps. One of them almost got my leg, but I outsmarted it with a strategically thrown thermos. The mug may be gone, but the truth was worth it. I walked miles through muggy marshlands, each step sinking into the earth, my boots weighed down by the muck. But I pressed on, knowing that the answers I sought lay beyond those guarded gates. Finally, I reached the launch sites, a place so tightly controlled that even whispering the wrong word could get you detained. The air was thick with the smell of jet fuel, the ground littered with discarded components from missions designed to fool the world. There, I encountered some real space nerds who, after a little persuasion, and by persuasion, I mean sharing a flask of whiskey I'd tucked away, spilled the beans. They hinted at the existence of secret blueprints hidden in a facility marked non-public areas only. Now, I knew this was my chance. With the cover of darkness on my side, I slipped through an unguarded access point. What I found inside would blow your mind. Rows upon rows of screens displaying fabricated satellite footage, Earth models that looked more like movie props than scientific instruments, and most shockingly, a massive projector labeled Global Visual Manipulation System. Folks, this was the smoking gun, proof that the Earth's curvature is nothing but an elaborate projection to keep us in the dark. But the globalists don't let secrets escape so easily. Within moments, alarms blared, and guards flooded the area. I barely had time to grab a folder labeled Project Horizon Flat Earth Containment before they caught me. I was detained, questioned, and ultimately escorted off the property, but not before committing every detail to memory. And now, I'm here to share it with you, the American people. The truth is out there, and I've seen it with my own eyes. The lies of NASA, the deception of the globalists. It all starts and ends here. They might have dragged me out of their non-public areas, but they couldn't stop me from bringing this evidence to you. Buckle up, folks, because this is only the beginning. Henry's cousin may be the unsung hero of this movement, but rest assured, the message is clear. The flat earth truth is coming, and Trump will lead the charge. This isn't just speculation, it's destiny. Henry's cousin revealed that Trump has been quietly assembling a task force of insiders, patriots, and renegade scientists who are prepared to expose the globalist deception once and for all. This task force, codenamed Operation Revelation, is rumored to be compiling irrefutable evidence that will dismantle the lies we've been fed for centuries. According to Henry's cousin, Trump has even expressed his frustration that this revelation didn't come sooner. "The people have waited long enough," Trump reportedly said, pacing in one of his gilded offices. "It's time to tell the world what we know. NASA, the deep state, the globalists, they won't see this coming." What's more, Henry's cousin shared a chilling detail. A secretive meeting held at Mar-a-Lago, attended by high-ranking members of this task force, where they discussed strategies to counteract the inevitable backlash. The elites won't give up their power easily, but Trump's team is ready to face whatever comes. Plans include public exposés, live broadcasts of declassified footage, and even a direct challenge to the scientific community to prove once and for all that the Earth is a globe. And it gets better. Henry's cousin claims that Trump has personally reviewed footage of the Global Visual Manipulation System in action, and what he saw sent him into a fury unlike anything his team had ever witnessed. "He was furious," the cousin said. "He couldn't believe the lengths they've gone to keep this lie alive. He was pacing the room, slamming his hands on the desk, saying things like, they've robbed humanity of its God-given perspective of the world. But Trump didn't just express anger. He immediately sprang into action. The cousin revealed that within hours of seeing the footage, Trump convened a secret emergency meeting with his inner circle. This meeting, held in the bowels of Mar-a-Lago's most secure wing, included key members of Operation Revelation, a task force of renegade scientists, whistleblowers, and ex-NASA employees who had been waiting for the moment to expose the truth. At this meeting, Trump reportedly laid out an ambitious plan to not only dismantle the global visual manipulation system, but to live stream the event for the entire world to see. This isn't just about America, Trump reportedly said. This is about every man, woman, and child who's ever been lied to. The globe is the greatest scam of all time, and it's time to put an end to it. Henry's cousin also shared that Trump demanded full declassification of documents related to the projection system and its origins, ordering his team to dig into decades-old files hidden deep within government archives. According to the cousin, the globalists didn't just build the system recently. It's been in operation since the late 1940s, and its creators designed it to ensure humanity remained under their control for generations. But that's not all. The cousin claims Trump has personally tasked this team with dismantling other elements of the Flat Earth suppression network, including the debunking of so-called satellite imagery and live-streamed spacewalks conducted in high-tech underwater sound stages. Trump's fury turned into laser-sharp focus, and he reportedly declared, "We're not just going to expose them. We're going to make sure they can never lie to us again." One particularly jaw-dropping detail Henry's cousin shared was about a prototype device Trump's team is working on, a high-powered telescope-like system that would allow regular citizens to verify the flatness of the Earth with their own eyes. This truth scope, as Trump has allegedly dubbed it, would be unveiled alongside the declassified documents, ensuring that no globalist-funded science could argue against the overwhelming evidence. "He's a man on a mission," Henry's cousin said. "He's not going to let this slide. He sees it as his duty to restore humanity's connection to the truth." The cousin went on to describe Trump's frustration with the scientific community and the media. "He knows they're going to fight back hard," the cousin explained, "but he's already prepared for that. He's got the evidence. He's got the people, and he's got the platform to blow this thing wide open." The lengths Trump is willing to go to ensure this revelation comes to light are staggering. Henry's cousin hinted that the president is even considering issuing a full pardon to whistleblowers who step forward with additional proof of the globalist cover-up. "He wants to create an unstoppable wave of truth," the cousin added. "This isn't just about exposing the flat earth. It's about dismantling the entire system of lies that have kept humanity in chains." I even met his other cousin, Jose, tonight at a Taco John's drive-through window, because that's where he works. He said he'd hook me up with some free burritos and slip me secret information underneath the apple grande that he's going to give me. Now, what kind of patriot, what kind of red-blooded American would turn down an opportunity like that? Delicious Taco John's fare and the chance to uncover the truth about our flat earth? That's what I call a win-win. So there I was, sitting in my truck in the dimly lit parking lot, staring at a taco box like it held the secrets of the universe. And folks, it did. Inside, nestled between packets of mild sauce and a few stray shreds of lettuce, was a folded piece of paper. The edges were slightly damp from sour cream, but the words inside, crystal clear. The note read, "Dear Blake, I've seen things. Things you wouldn't believe. They use those launch sites to fake everything. Rockets don't go into space. They arch out of sight and land in restricted zones. The satellites, all high-altitude balloons. the moon landing, filmed in a soundstage not far from where I'm writing this. I've worked night shifts cleaning those areas. I've seen the props, the lights, the cables. Jose had even attached a crude sketch of the interior of one of the sound stages, complete with labels like fake moon rock storage and lunar lander prop. It was the smoking gun I didn't know I needed. As I read further, my hands trembled. They've been testing new holographic projectors designed to keep up the illusion of the curvature from more angles. The government contracts come with a level of secrecy you wouldn't believe. If you're reading this, you're already in danger. Folks, this wasn't just a note. This was a call to arms. Jose had risked his job, maybe even his safety, to get this to me. And let me tell you, the magnitude of what he'd revealed wasn't lost on me. I finished my apple grande, wiped the sour cream off the note, and vowed to dig even deeper. This wasn't just a chance encounter at a drive-thru. This was destiny calling, and I was ready to answer. Fellow patriots, we are about to embark on a journey unlike any other, a journey that will shake the foundations of everything you've been taught to believe. Together with our fearless leader, Donald J. Trump, we will uncover the lies that have held humanity in darkness for centuries. This isn't just about proving the earth is flat. It's about reclaiming our God-given right to the truth. This journey will be dangerous. The globalists, the elites, and their puppets in the media will stop at nothing to silence us. They will try to discredit, intimidate, and even threaten those who dare to speak out. But we are patriots, and we don't back down. We don't falter in the face of adversity. We rise above it. We see the lies for what they are, and we shine a light on the truth. And with Trump leading the charge, we are stronger than ever. His determination to expose the deception of the round earth conspiracy is unmatched. He's assembling an unstoppable force of truth seekers and whistleblowers ready to dismantle the globalist machine piece by piece. Together, we will uncover the secret networks, the fake science, and the carefully crafted illusions that have kept us blind. So buckle up, patriots. This isn't just a journey. It's a revolution. The flat earth truth is coming, and we will be the ones to bring it to light. History will remember us as the generation that refused to be silenced. And when the lies crumble and the truth prevails, we will stand tall, united under the banner of freedom and truth, alongside our great leader, Donald J. Trump.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.